Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
You had to flip back and forth to watch both.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We have the strongest economy in the world. We closed it up. We are coming around the corner.
He missed enormous opportunities and kept saying things that weren't true. It's going to go away by Easter. Don't worry about it.
President Trump and Joe Biden in dueling town halls at the same time in lieu of their canceled debate.
I put on a travel ban far earlier than Dr. Fauci thought it was necessary.
Coronavirus response, just one of the issues. NBC's Savannah Guthrie pressed the president on and his health care plan, also on retreating controversial things, and also his taxes.
Here's the thing, you could clear this up tonight by just releasing your tax returns yourself.
I am under audit. No person in their right mind would release prior to working out the deal with the IRS.
Now, the president just tweeted his Democratic challenger had a very bad showing last night, noting there were no questions about his son Hunter Biden's business dealings. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, the Democratic presidential nominee refused to give a clear answer on whether he supports packing the Supreme Court in a town hall moderated by ABC News' George Stephanopoulos.
Don't voters have a right to know where you
they
stand?
They do have a right to know where I stand. They'll have a right to know where I stand before they vote.
On coronavirus, Joe Biden said he would push for a mask mandate.
I go to every governor, I go to every mayor, I go to every councilman, I go to every local official, say, mandate the mask.
If he loses, Biden said he'll probably go back to teaching, adding he could say, I'm a lousy candidate and I didn't do a good job. Dave?
Rachel, the Trump campaign announced last night $247 million in fundraising last month. That's $136 million less than the record amount Joe Biden and the Democrats raised. Republicans are readying a vote next Thursday to send Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination to the full Senate to approve.
There was no Kavanaugh-like attacks on Judge Barrett. I think they've learned their lesson.
Now, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, after 4 days of hearings with civil disagreements. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Now back to the Supreme Court, as Republicans ready a possible vote to confirm Amy Coney Barrett before the election, Democrats call the nominee a threat to Obamacare and abortion rights and want the election winner to fill that court vacancy. The coronavirus keeps surging around the world and in the U.S. Reuters is reporting the 60,000 new cases reported Wednesday was the most in 2 months. 25 states have had record infections in October. A big question still looming. Will there be another round of corona financial aid?
President Trump told Fox Business Network he is willing to go even higher on coronavirus relief than the latest White House proposal of $1.8 trillion.
I would, because look, this was not caused by our workers and our people. This was caused by China. And China will pay us back in one form or another.
That sum, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says, is too big a sell for his Republican members.
Why not do what we can agree to do, which I think argues for a smaller package?
McConnell plans a vote next week on a $500 billion proposal focusing on aid for small businesses, schools, and unemployment benefits. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi dismisses that as insufficient. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
In the baseball playoffs,
the Houston Astros kept their playoff hopes alive in walk-off fashion Thursday. Carlos Correa hitting a game-winning solo bomb in the bottom of the ninth to give the Astros the 4-3 win over the Tampa Bay Rays. They now trail the Rays in the American League Championship Series 3-2 as Tampa Bay will try for a third straight day to clinch the AL pennant in Game 6 on Friday. The Atlanta Braves will have a chance at the National League pennant Friday, racking up 6 runs in the 6th inning of Thursday's 10-2 win over the Los Angeles Dodgers to take a 3-1 lead in the NL Championship Series as the Braves look to head to the World Series for the first time since 1999. Matt Napoli.
Napolitano, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures up modestly ahead of today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Friday morning. ESPN 93.5 weather brought to you by Carl Sports Medicine. Get free injury evaluation at Carl Sports Medicine's walk-in clinic. Call 217-383-9500 or visit carl.org/sportsmed. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. We've got a high 60 today and a few weather alerts. We shouldn't have any fires going on, especially tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. with a fire weather watch. A freeze warning is with us until 9 as we are under the freezing point, and a frost advisory into tomorrow morning from 1 to 8 a.m. 36 our low into the evening tonight, and tomorrow we're expecting a high of... My computer crashed.
Well, that's all right. You can pretend it's tomorrow's. Oh, the treasure is buried at the. The treasure is buried at the. I got you. Tomorrow's high expected to be about 66.
Oh, that's good.
58 Sunday, 53 Monday. 60s all next week for the highs, so not too bad.
I did see the westerly winds will be blowing this weekend.
Yep, so tomorrow will be pretty windy, so batting down the garbage and all that stuff.
Okay, there we go. But we've bumped up to 35 now. Yep. When I came in, it was like 29. Yep. So you might have some scraping. I don't know.
A little frosty out there here around central Illinois.
That's right.
A little frosty at the NBC town hall.
Ooh.
Where Savannah Guthrie went ahead and opened it up with 25 minutes without any audience participation.
Right. What's up with that?
Well, Savannah Guthrie
hijacked this town hall.
Savannah Guthrie had to do that. They had Hollywood liberals just up in arms that NBC would even do this. And so she had to grill on behalf of Hollywood and her husband, who worked for Al Gore. Nobody ever mentions the backstories of these moderators. And then the Democrats were so excited how she grilled the president, even though she was supposed to be fielding questions from the audience. And Joe Biden pretty much got the Shady Rest nursing home questions, which is just like softball stuff. Unbelievable, but not shocking. We are going to discuss this, but just to give you an idea, a little bit on the... NBC, where Donald Trump was a star on The Apprentice for over a dozen years or something. So here's Savannah Guthrie and Donald Trump in a very, you know, kumbaya moment.
Every time, in fact, when people came, I'm sure they'll ask you the white supremacy question. I denounce white supremacy.
Okay.
And frankly, you want to know something? I denounce Antifa, and I denounce these people on the left that are burning down our cities that are run by Democrats who don't know what they're doing.
While we're denouncing, let me ask you about QAnon. It is this theory that Democrats are a satanic pedophile ring and that you are the savior of that. Now, can you just once and for all state that that is completely not true,
so,
and disavow QAnon in its entirety?
I know nothing about QAnon.
I just told you.
I know very little. You told me.
So
but
she went ahead and talked for 24 minutes.
Wow.
Joe Biden got some real challenging stuff.
Mr. Vice President, every day my wife and I are in disbelief at the lack of coordinated federal action on COVID-19. We know that your administration would follow the science.
Of course you'll follow the science, Mr. Vice President.
This is what is ready to be done, and it's been tested. It's gone through the three phases. Yes, I would take it. I'd encourage.
Yeah, okay, really tough stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our good friend, Jennifer Nasur. She is the founder of the Pocketbook Project. Hi, Jennifer.
How are you today?
I'm fine. Everything is just perfect in America and fair. No censorship from Twitter and Facebook on the New York Post.
Unbelievable.
Hunter Biden story. Jennifer, let's just start out with first the dueling town halls. Holy moly. Were you able to see either one?
I kind of flipped back and forth for a little bit, but... Yeah, you know, it's not the same thing as being able to watch them both on stage go at each other.
Obviously, it was too dangerous because of COVID. Oh, they were out there anyway. No, listen, the commission for these debates has got to be examined. And the whole Steve Scully thing and all of that. When it comes to the Hunter Biden bombshell, shouldn't we at least determine if these are authentic?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, look, we have so many problems right now with this because, number one, the FBI has had that laptop since December of 2019. So that's number one. Number two, the New York Post is the one that had to expose it. Then we've got Facebook and Twitter that decide that they are the end-all, be-all of being able to say who gets to talk and who doesn't get to talk, which is not only a First Amendment violation, but a gigantic violation of campaign finance regulations. And we've got Hunter, who's looking more and more like Hillary Clinton by putting all this information on his computer, leaving it with this poor guy that had to fix his laptop, never picking it up. The evidence is just overwhelming. Is anyone going to listen? Is anyone going to pay attention? I mean, it's not Donald Trump, so why would anyone pay attention?
I would think we'd really want to know if particularly the what apparently looked like a very sad email that Hunter Biden wrote to his kids about, you know, his dad taking 50% of his son's checks. And you're going, wait a minute, is it Joe Biden benefiting? I would think that'd be pertinent.
Right. It would be pertinent. I think Hunter Biden using his influence on his dad to gain lucrative contracts is pretty darn pertinent. I think this whole thing is maybe the October surprise that the Trump campaign was hoping for, because this Joe Biden has gone out numerous times saying that he had absolutely no knowledge of his son's overseas dealings.
Well,
this might change that and put it up on its head.
I don't know. Again, this is obviously, I think the blocking of any information about this from Twitter and Facebook kind of shines a light on everything. People are going to go, what? You're censoring us?
Right.
Americans don't like that, Jen. They don't like that at all.
No, not at all. Not at all. I think that, you know, having Facebook and Twitter do that, having them block, you know, administration officials that are trying to talk and not allowing them to say anything, not allowing anyone to recap what the New York Post is saying. These people are not, you know, these tech companies are not held to the same standards that you are as being in the media. And they should be. If they're going to start doing this and infringing on First Amendment rights, then I think that they should be held to the same standard, and that's what it looks like Congress is now going to try to do.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. Jennifer Nasur is not only founder of the Pocketbook Project, which is what again?
So we are an organization for center-right women to get them energized and educated and running for office.
Do you know anybody, and I want you to be truly honest about this, do you know anybody voting for Joe Biden or... are they voting against Donald Trump?
Well, I live in the land of the Kennedys up here in Boston, Massachusetts. And so I know a lot of people here who have come to me and said, I'm voting for Trump quietly. They won't say it to anyone else. And I know a lot of people who say, I cannot vote for Trump. And that is not an endorsement of Biden.
Right, right. No, it's all about not Trump. It's not about Biden. And so as the last and only Republican in Massachusetts, you feel lonely?
I have some friends. Our governor is a Republican. We've got a couple of them here.
But you have to have secret handshakes. You can't wear a MAGA hat. You can't talk openly. You have to talk in code. You have to talk in letters and numbers.
We sit in a closet. I mean, we're fine.
Jen, how do people connect with you?
You can find me on pocketbookproject.org or at Jennifer Nasur on Twitter.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for being on with us.
Great for talking. Have a nice weekend.
You as well. Jennifer Nasur, Brother Johnny's jumped in. Mike Ditka coming up. He'll be in Florida. How are you? Well, again, I think the way 18 days goes, no matter what Facebook and Twitter do with the Joe Biden and Hunter Biden story, it didn't Chappaquiddick and Ted Kennedy, didn't Joe Biden, Joe Kennedy the senior, who wasn't in great health at that time, I think the advice was deny, deny, deny. I think you just simply say it's not true. Bill Ayers was on years ago with Megyn Kelly, and Megyn Kelly from Fox, formerly Fox, said, well, what about the bombings? It just didn't. It's not true. It's just not true. And you're going, wait a minute.
He also said, but nobody got killed.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. Right. Right. So it is just simply, you ask him about this, and this, it's been settled. It's discredited. Well, these are new emails, Johnny. They're brand new emails that could be unfolding an extraordinarily sad story. between a father and a son.
Well, it's, you know, that's, who knows? I mean, my gut initial guess is he might have, turned that laptop over to maybe sandbag his dad. He was, I don't know, because why would you do that? And then he wasn't very happy with his dad, but he's a troubled man, and I feel sorry for Hunter, to be honest. I actually do.
Yeah.
No, I think, to me, we don't know the details, and we don't know about authenticity, but Stevie, it's methinks they protest too much. When you shut that down immediately, my first thing is, well, that's just a cover-up. That's not even a comment. They don't have a clue whether it's real or not. They just don't want us to know anything about it or hear it. And let me ask you something. How much of the Russian collusion thing and the Mueller story did Twitter shut down?
Nothing.
Yeah.
None.
So that's interesting.
And how would the media respond if this was Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr. getting this kind of payback?
Just talked about the Russian collusion thing again as if it's still alive and it really happened when we already know what happened.
Right.
And they showed all of that. Twitter's like, you got to listen to this guy, you know, about the Russian collusion going on. It's like, what are you guys, how dumb do we have to be? There's a point. And it's interesting. Jen says she knows a lot of people that are not, just can't vote for Trump. So do I. Guess what? They're not voting for Biden either.
Okay.
So I don't know what they're going to do, but, you know, that's just an interesting.
Well, I have not talked to anybody that says, how about Joe Biden? Isn't he amazing? It's all, I hate Trump. It's not about I like Biden. It's I hate Trump. That tree outside of our studio would get to be president if it was not Trump. It doesn't matter. That's the whole thing here. Quick sports. We caught up with Kevin Campbell about whether you can actually tell if a computer has authentic stuff on it. I want to play those clips in a moment.
Okay.
Go ahead, Diane.
That sounds good. Houston beat Tampa Bay 4-3 yesterday. Rays are up 3-2 on the American League Championship Series side. On the National League Championship Series side, Game 4 had Atlanta over the LA Dodgers 10-2. They've got an 8-8 game. Braves are up 3-1. Houston and the Rays will play at 5:07 today. We also move on to the NFL. Atlanta and Indy now closed their facilities due to the COVID-19 positive tests that have been coming out. Of course, we all know Nick Saban was sidelined for his COVID-19 positive test. Now he's trying to figure out how he can be part of the game. NCAA rules prohibit in-game communication with anyone on the staff while he's quarantined, and he can't travel to the stadium while quarantined either. So he's trying to figure out how he can do this and is trying to take some tests to see if he can get 3 negative tests in a 24-hour span to be cleared to return to athletic activities. Poor thing.
Lane somebody is his offensive coordinator, former head coach Lane somebody. Anyway, okay. I'm sure he's capable.
That's right.
It's Georgia, though, and that's a pretty big matchup. Georgia-Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois plays a week from tonight.
I think it's Lane Kiffin.
That's right.
Lane Kiffin was the guy, and he's the assistant to...
They'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Here, Alabama. All right. Thank you, Diane. If you're looking for a change on appliances, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you can make things easy and go online at appliance-world.com. Sign up for exclusive offers, get the latest local deals, chat with an associate online, shop their showroom from your phone. Appliance-world.com is where you would go to get started for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the largest independent appliance dealer in all of Central Illinois. In Bloomington, Springfield, Decatur, and Champaign, and they do offer discount pricing on quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Not only low prices, but also the best selection of appliances in all of Central Illinois. They do specialize in appliance service, including delivery, installation, and repair. And, of course, you cannot beat their free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, find them online, appliance-world.com. And if you need that refrigerator, they'll bring it, they'll take the old one out, they'll be COVID-19 compliant with all of the masks and everything else. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World on Neal Street. before the I-74 interchange in Champaign. Here's your weather.
All right, we've got a high 60 today, partly cloudy, down to 36 this evening, partly cloudy and windy tomorrow, up to 30 miles per hour. We've got a high 67, low 47. There's a fire weather watch in effect throughout the day, a frost advisory in the morning, and a freeze warning for us now until 9. And on Sunday, we've got a high near 60, down to around 35 with a 60% chance of late showers. We're currently at 36. Six on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provida Financial Group, Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob, Provida Financial Group, LLC.com.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's some tough talk from British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Brexit, saying the UK must prepare for a no-deal break with the European Union unless there's a fundamental change of position from the bloc. There are signs the global auto industry is starting to pull out of its worst slump in decades. The latest numbers showing new car sales in Europe rose last month for the first time this year. China, the world's biggest car market by sales, saw its industry return to growth this summer. Twitter looking into more than 2 hours of widespread disrupted services yesterday, something it blamed on application programming interfaces, saying there's no evidence of a security breach or hack. And Bank of New York Mellon is out with its quarterly numbers showing it beat earnings as well as revenue estimates. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. Plus, when you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live.
Wow, that's huge.
Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand.
Serious questions must be answered.
I'm Dave Anthony.
That's not all. Hear your favorite podcasts from Dana Perino, Bill Hemmer, Martha McCallum, Brett Baer, and many more. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today. America's listening to Fox News.
Cybersecurity analyst Kevin Campbell, CEO of Synity, a data management company, 900 data specialists in 25 offices around the globe. The guy grew up a Cub fan. Has to be a pretty good guy. Kevin, how are you?
Great. How are you today?
Good. Okay. We have questions, Brother Johnny. Go ahead.
Well, no, this thing with the Hunter Biden computer is quite the political hot button. And, of course, it's discredited. Oh, no, it's real. And I was going to ask you, how can you determine technically if it's credible or if it isn't? Is there a tracking? Is there a, can you look at something like that and determine whether it's real or maybe someone made it up? Or how do you do that from a computer technical aspect to just say, here's what the deal is? I don't know if there's a way to do that.
Well, there are people who specialize in computer forensics, and they can explore your computer and look and see whether there have been cookies, which are, you know, traces inserted in the computer, and, you know, whether or not there have been any, like one of the common techniques is changing your email forwarding so that it forwards certain emails to somebody else, or there was an access. By looking at the transaction logs, you can see somebody was sending an email that didn't look like it was you.
I see.
But you can stamp these things. I mean, if they come in from another location, how do you know they come from where you think they come from? Is there a way to stamp all that stuff?
Yeah, there's an IP address for all incoming things, and depending on the tracing you have on, you can find out where that IP address is. And that generally will tell you where in the world it came from.
So technically,
and that's the first way to look at it. Now people are clever and they can make it look like you're there in Africa, but it actually got sent through Washington. But, you know, generally you can chase that down.
Okay, that was Kevin Campbell yesterday about, you know, Joe Biden's son Hunter's laptop. Now the question is, if the store owner turned the laptop into the FBI, where is it?
Right. Well, it's in the FBI. But the real question is, why haven't we heard from the FBI? because the story broke and they could be saying it happened during the Mueller investigation, which I think was a little biased. But when a story came out that wasn't true, they actually immediately notified the news agencies that story is not true, that nothing like that happened. And that shut it down. And we haven't heard a word from the FBI, which, again, the censorship by Twitter, Facebook, nothing from the FBI. To me, that's suspicious. I think that's natural. I don't know. But Stevie, what they don't know either. This has just come out. How do you just shut it down? And I haven't seen that reaction to all of these crazy, wild stories we hear about Trump. 80% totally fabricated. And that's okay. It's a free media. It's
media.
And the other thing, the last guest, Jen, pointed out something that's interesting to note. You know, to promote political candidates, you know, it's pretty much wide open. You can, they try to put campaign limits on from individuals, but you can form a political action committee, a PAC, and basically spend what you want. But you can't arbitrarily and without record promote a candidate to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. Well, that's what the media is doing.
Mm-hmm.
That is not news. 80% of what I'm hearing is somebody like Don Lemon, his opinion, that's fine, and promoting, you need to vote for Joe Biden, not Donald Trump. That's a campaign contribution.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the air. You know about value of air broadcasts.
Yep.
It costs money.
Well, and
they're
again,
giving it to Joe for free, and they're costing Trump a fortune in negative.
Well, then Fox does it, but it's 7-1 or 8-1, right? There's more liberal. MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN. I mean, all those are liberal. Fox is pretty much the lone one out there that has any significance.
Well, Fox has a little bit of a division between somebody like Hannity, who just says whatever he wants to say, and we know that.
Yeah.
But a lot of the other medias have, quote, news segments that's supposed to just report in a journalistic
matter, and I'm not hearing it presented that way.
I think the Rachel Maddow is more like a Hannity.
Yeah, that's right.
And,
it's
but that's a different
editorial kind.
So there's a different category, and I think they've crossed the line in a manner that's extremely dangerous. And not as bad as the Twitter, Facebook censoring.
Man,
that is the end of the Republic. We're done.
That's the
Ministry of Truth. You have a Ministry
of
Truth.
They're talking about the Ministry of Truth.
Yeah.
Will Stevie J survive a Ministry of truth?
It isn't a matter of the truth there. It's a matter of the minister.
No, you're right. No, they are seriously talking about a ministry of truth, of fact.
Yeah.
And who determines, who's the arbiter of that?
Well, we've already seen how it works.
We're not talking about that. Is there anybody else in Champaign-Urbana that's talking anything like why we're talking about every day? I don't think that nobody's.
I mean, no way.
Well, why? Why can't you question authority? Is that not allowed anymore? Why can't you question things that perhaps are fishy? Oh, it's because it might benefit Donald Trump.
Well, in my training, you just don't want to be out there politically because you don't want to offend your listeners on the other
side. And this is not a news show. I've never said it's a news show. This is an opinion show. This is talk radio, and believe me,
a very natural perspective is just don't fan the flames. Why are you going to stir things up? But the problem I have with that is when the candidate for President Joe Biden says there's 200,000 people died from the coronavirus. If the president had managed this properly, all of those people would still be alive.
Mm.
All of them. I'm not kidding. And nobody pushes back.
No.
And you don't want to fan the flames, so you say, well, let's just say Trump killed everybody. That's okay, because I don't want to stir it. It's like, what is he saying? And that's the problem. So, again, you try to have a civilized discourse, but when you start there, where do you go from there?
Mm-hmm.
And Joe didn't even say, okay, but I think there would have been less of that. He said all the people would have been alive.
Right.
We wouldn't have had a pandemic
if it
wasn't for Trump. And how about a little pushback from our media on that statement?
Yeah.
And when Trump denounces the white supremacists 7 times, they're in his face last night. Why don't you denounce white supremacists?
Yeah, right. No, it doesn't make any sense. And by the way, George Stephanopoulos did not follow up when Joe Biden said, I'm going to let you know what I think of court packing before the election.
Right.
George might have said, well, there's 20 million votes already in. Maybe you should tell us now.
Right.
Okay. By the way, Steve Sarkisian is the offensive coordinator for Alabama, and Lane Kiffin's at Mississippi now.
That's right.
I forgot that.
Thank you for that correction.
Yeah,
I knew
Steve
Lane
is the
was
offensive
over there,
coordinator.
But when you said Lane, I said, that sounds
Kiffin,
like Lane Kiffin.
Who used to be at Alabama, and who follows all of that?
Now, is he a head coach, Steve?
Yeah, at Mississippi.
He's a good coach, too. That's right.
Thank you, Darren T.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Ditka and Johnny next.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champagne. Sarah Champagne knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy, or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
You've heard their name, but who are they? Area-Wide Technologies is a full-service business solutions provider. What does that mean? Area-Wide makes it their mission to provide the perfect custom solution designed to meet your business needs. They can help you operate your IT department with confidence and excellence. Let their certified security professionals show you where your network is vulnerable, including their support in helping you transition from Windows 7. Give them a call, 217-359-8041, or email them at info@areawidetech.com.
Trump and Joe Biden up against each other on different TV channels last night at the same time. The president, with Savannah Guthrie of NBC News, says to voters on the fence,
"We are at a level with jobs like we've never been before. We've rebuilt our military. We've rebuilt our borders. We had no borders. We had no nothing. We've rebuilt so much. We've given you the greatest tax cut in the history of our country."
Joe Biden says about those tax cuts in a town hall moderated by ABC News' George Stephanopoulos.
"About $1.3 trillion of the $2 trillion in his tax cuts went to the top 0.1%. That's what I'm talking about eliminating, not all the tax cuts."
President Trump and the Republican National Committee announced $247 million in campaign fundraising last month. That's more than the month before, but $135 million less than Joe Biden and the Democrats. America's listening to Fox News.
We'll get Coach on in a moment. 815 texter, could you please play audio of Joe Biden saying everyone would have survived, as Johnny referenced? I haven't heard that. This is a quote now. I'll try and get the audio of it, but this is from PolitiFact. And it said, quote, and I quote, Joe Biden stated September 17, 2020. Here's the direct quote from Joe Biden. I'll try and find his voice, but this is in the last minute. I found it quickly. "If the president had done his job from the beginning, all the people would still be alive. All the people. I'm not making this up. Just look at the data."
Yeah, and that's end quote. And I don't know what you do with that in terms of a civilized discourse.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's obvious, and nobody followed up.
And so the implication is through incompetence, Trump killed 200,000
people. Right.
Yeah. By mismanagement or whatever you want to call it. But that's outrageous. And that's, you know, that's why you fan the flame. That's why you stand up and you say something. And again, can you defend not saying something? To just let that go, right. Which is, I guess
it was a CNN town hall. So
we
nobody,
wouldn't have had the pandemic if it wasn't for Trump.
Nobody except Wolf Blitzer, who's in timeout for Nancy Pelosi. So
Blitzer's coming along, I'm telling you.
All right, 7:33, Mike Ditka. It's awesome to have Coach on with us. Brought to you by Max Twin City Recycling.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
Well, Friday mornings, Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka gather to bring sense to the world. Johnny, as you know, in the studio here in Champaign, Urbana. Mike Ditka now, Naples, Florida. Coach, how's your weather?
Oh, it's been beautiful down here, really. It's fantastic.
Now, are you going to go golfing as much as possible now in beautiful Florida?
I do. I golf every day some. You know, I mean, I don't golf very well anymore, I got to be honest, but I enjoy it. I go out and whack it around, and I play cards with my buddies, you know, so we play gin. It's nice.
You get out of the high rise of Chicago to the warmth of Naples, I think it's awesome you guys are down there. It's awesome.
Yeah, I want to come down there, get out, get some air, and you got to show me a couple of your techniques in some of these chips, Coach.
I don't have, John, you don't want to see my techniques. you can laugh a little bit with me, but that's about it.
So, I don't know. You can still coach. I know.
I know that. Hey, Coach, we were trying to watch a little of the town halls of Joe Biden and Donald Trump last night, but really, the magnet for us was ESPN2 last night, where a high school football game was being broadcast starring 15-year-old Arch Manning. I mean, this kid is the nephew of Eli and Peyton and the son of Cooper, Archie Manning's grandson, and he might be better than all of them, Mike.
Yeah, that's what I heard. He's a pretty good one. And, well, the Manning family, that's pretty good genes.
I know, I'm telling you. And, Coach, he's a good kid. He actually just turned 16. But, yeah. So,
somebody said 15 again this morning.
Well,
so I don't know.
He's a sophomore.
I think you got to keep a Manning in the National Football League for the next 100 years.
Yeah.
But how does that happen in one family at the dinner table? You have two Super Bowl MVPs at quarterback that won. What are the odds?
Eli won it twice, but anyway.
That's pretty great.
Unbelievable. So, yeah, this Arch Manning is a sophomore in high school, and it's just unbelievable ability. And I can't imagine the pressure. It'd be like Mike.
He doesn't seem to, you know, Mike, he looks like he's handling the pressure. They're not letting him do interviews. He doesn't have the social media thing going. He seems like a great kid, Coach.
Well, the Manning family's a great family.
Yeah,
he's a good kid.
Yeah, unbelievable. All right, the big story of the week was Amy Coney Barrett, at least the big story until the last 2 days. We'll get into that in a moment. But Amy Coney Barrett.
When the president offered me this nomination, I was deeply honored. But it was not a position I had sought out, and I thought carefully before accepting. The confirmation process and the work of serving on the court, if confirmed, requires sacrifices, particularly from my family.
She was jaw-dropping, magnificent, intellectual, classy, grace, all the great things. My goodness, what a person, Coach.
Well, you know, Donald Trump's no idiot. I mean, whether you like him or you don't like him, you know, he's going to pick good people, and he's going to do the best things for this country, and people got to understand that.
I think that's so important. I think he's working hard for America. Okay, so you don't like him, but look at the country and what the things he's tried to do.
Yeah, but he's doing pretty good right now.
I'll tell you, Mike, the judge nominee was unbelievable. She's also smart because she, and I thought it was appropriate, it's historic, she had her kids sitting there, seven kids, and we got to see, that was probably the best thing about it, our representatives are actually at least partially human, Steve.
Yeah, they're people. We forget that.
Yeah, and they were very well behaved for what we're used to.
Yeah.
I one of the biggest things for me was Dianne Feinstein compliments Lindsey Graham. They hugged, but now they want her to step down.
The left has come after Dianne Feinstein because she hugged Lindsey Graham.
Because she was nice.
she said, Lindsey, this is one of the best I've ever had. Good leadership. Way to go. They hugged, shook hands at the end. The left wants her to step down. Step down.
Yeah.
Oh, the left wants to, because she's such a, how dare you hug the devil? How dare you? It's unbelievable what they, this is just, we have lost all semblance of decency on the far left.
By the way, she's 87 and she's doing pretty well.
Coach,
for
Dianne Feinstein's 87. She flies 3,000 miles every weekend.
Unbelievable. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, that's just a lot for an 87-year-old. Wow. She was she was actually gracious.
No, she was.
Unbelievable.
That made me feel good, Steve.
It did.
Because I don't like to dislike someone intensely 100% of the time.
Right.
And I got to like her.
All right, so here's the dueling town halls last night to give you a little bit of a semblance of what the Trump treatment was.
Can you just once and for all state that that is completely not true and disavow QAnon in its entirety?
I know nothing about QAnon.
I just told you.
I know very little. You told me, but what you tell me doesn't necessarily make it fact.
That? Okay.
No, I don't know.
You Neither do you know that. Okay, just this week.
That was like that for 25 minutes at a town hall when you're supposed to have the audience. Savannah Guthrie, whose husband worked for Al Gore in 2000, had to do this to represent all the NBC staff that was upset they were even hosting this man. So she went after him for 25 minutes, asked 43 questions. The audience in a town hall got 10 questions.
Yeah. Hey, wow. Coach, if I would have respected one of my teachers down in Philo like that, just as a position of a kid to a teacher, and I'm and a reporter moderating to a president might be analogous.
Right.
I'd be in a cell underneath the Philo Grade School slab.
Right.
It's unbelievable, John. It's unbelievable.
Thelma would have never.
Thelma would have had your hand.
That would have been, bad. Okay, so the first question, or by the way, the first question for Donald Trump from a, quote, Republican was, why did you throw us under the bus? And here's the question for Joe Biden.
Mr. Vice President, every day my wife and I are in disbelief at the lack of coordinated federal action on COVID-19. We know that your administration would follow the science.
We know you'll follow the science. Yeah. It's just like they ask, how do you do it, sir? It's so unreal, the different treatment. And George Stephanopoulos did not even ask about this explosive new New York Post story about the laptop of Hunter Biden and these unbelievable emails. If true, we have to at least find out whether there's truth and authenticity in all this.
That's another telling. But Coach, my question back to George was, says, well, which exact science are we supposed to be following? Because you can just about find anybody to say anything about this virus on almost any of the subjects. So, and then to make that a big point, I don't know. It's just a softball. Of course, he was a Clinton key guy, you know. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like he's a real Republican, yeah. Mr. Stephanopoulos.
But what, Coach, I mean, at the very least, with Twitter and Facebook banning the sharing and dissemination of this New York Post story that would obviously show some very damaging emails from Hunter Biden reflecting on the Joe Biden vice presidency. I mean, if this had been Donald Trump and Donald Jr., Mike, this would have been unbelievable what they would have done.
Well, that's just the way it is. You know that.
Yeah,
that's just the way it is.
I think that they would have had something to impeach Trump for, and I think he would have probably been out if it had been on the other foot as president. It sounds pretty bad. Now you got to see if the computer's real, but the reaction of the big tech tells me something's fishy. It might be real, and then no comment from the FBI. So what's going on?
Hey, Mike, Johnny thinks that the Republic will end. The United States won't survive if we can't have this free speech keep going, because they're talking about, you know, having the truth squad and fact checkers for media, etc. Shows like mine will not make it. We won't be here.
Yeah, it's not a level playing field, gang.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll continue to track. By the way, a texter says that the right wanted Romney out when he voted for impeachment, equal to the left wanting Feinstein out. I think both ridiculous was a comment.
Yeah, that's true. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, ESPN 93.5, 7:42. Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny, we try and gather on Friday. So the Chicago Bears are 4-1. Do you think they're this good, Coach? Best record, best start in 8 years?
I think they're good. I think they're very good. I think they can win that division. The main thing you got to do, you got to set your goals to get to the playoffs. Then the playoffs, you know what they become. They came in a 2 or 3 game shootout, you know. So, yeah, the Bears are good. You look at what they do. The quarterback is good, but they got the coach, I think, is outstanding.
I'll tell you,
he does a great job.
Mike, if they do get out of that division, that looks like one of the toughest ones in the league.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
well, with Green Bay, it certainly is. There's no question about it. I don't know how good Detroit and Minnesota are, but Green Bay's really a good football team. Anytime you got that guy quarterback, you're a good football team.
Well, Detroit's one of those teams. They haven't won, but they're in everything.
1-3.
Good. They're not a bad football team.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, there seems to be a lot of parity. I think this Green Bay at Tampa will be a dandy down in Tampa, Florida. So against Tom Brady and you got Aaron Rodgers. The fact that Green Bay drafted a quarterback in the first round, would that motivate an old veteran like Aaron Rodgers to say, hey, I'm not done yet? Does that work at that age?
Well, you know, I don't know what the Green Bay's thinking is. I don't know if they talked to Aaron Rodgers about drafting the guy or not. I mean, if they didn't, I think they made a big mistake. That's only my thing. So, I mean, if they're saying, you know, we're going to draft a quarterback, you're not going to play forever. He's going to replace you someday. I can understand that, but, you know, other than that, I don't understand it. When you got the best, why would you draft one?
Well, maybe they're thinking, you know, if you can get the guy in 2 or 3 years, maybe 4, after that it starts to become a second-string guy.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't know how old Aaron is, but he's been around a while. So maybe they're just thinking, probably did talk to him, but you're right, Coach. As usual, it's something that you don't need to worry about when you got this guy, Rodgers. Gee, Manny,
So ridiculous how good Aaron Rodgers has been.
I don't know if he needs to be motivated, Coach. He just seems like one of those guys that just...
No, he motivates himself. Yeah. He's a guy who, you know, he thrives on excellence.
Yeah. And I don't think anybody really has stopped to think about the speed of the game. I see old clips like they showed of Archie Manning last night. It looked like slow motion compared to today's speed. Mm-hmm. The speed of this thing, Coach, just seems to have doubled and tripled. It's unbelievable how quick and fast everybody is.
Bigger, faster, stronger.
Yeah, I think there was guys like Mike that were pretty equivalent, but I think there wasn't nearly as many.
Well, listen, I played in Dallas with Bob Hayes.
Bob Hayes,
straight line speed.
Yeah.
Nobody could run like he could.
I think, didn't they do it?
There's so many of these guys now that are so fast, it's unbelievable.
But the other thing, Coach, is all 11 guys are super athletes.
Conditioning is so much better, everything.
Well, the defensive tackles used to be fat and slow, and now they're just like they're like linebackers. It's unbelievable how quick and fast and strong they are. And by the way, I think Bob Hayes, he did an exhibition to show his speed, outran a horse.
No, listen, he was an Olympian, I mean, the guy was unbelievable.
And Mike Ditka, the thing about you, Coach, is nobody could tackle you. That was a problem. So that was just that.
Well, no, wait a second now. My speed was second to none. But it was actually none.
I'll tell you what.
I have to wait for the guy to catch up to me so I could try to get away.
I do see old clips of you, and you had like one bar on your face.
Yeah.
And you just looked as ornery as can be and as a guy I wouldn't even want to go near.
Uh-huh.
You just looked... Iron Mike Ditka was a guy you didn't want to mess with. It was unbelievable.
Well, I was a very lovable guy.
You still are, Coach.
Yo, you still are. It's unbelievable. So there's one thing I'll leave you with, Coach, that the way you build confidence in golf is to invite Stevie J to golf with you.
You're welcome anytime, you guys. Come on down. I think you'd have a good laugh at me right now.
No, I'm
not very good, but I just love to play.
You're 80, and you say you're not very good, but you still beat me, Coach, so congratulations on that.
I'll tell you what, Coach, I love that response. You're welcome every time, because Steve and I were talking to one of maybe the best golf coach in the country, Mike Small. And I said something like, yeah, we're ready to play with you anytime you want. And I thought we went off the air.
Yeah,
you could have hit
a
pin drop.
Yeah, because it's kind of like looking at the sun when you look at my swing. It's just you don't want to do that. It hurts your eyes. Coach, you're the best. We appreciate you. I'm glad.
God bless you.
And happy birthday on Sunday.
Yeah,
Wait a minute. It's you're 80,
yes.
81 Sunday?
Yep. I think it's 80, isn't it, Coach? What is it?
I'm 80, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, come on, Steve.
Turning 80 or you're turning 81?
Turn 81.
Yeah.
Right?
We had the big... I
can't remember.
No, it's 1939. 81. He was born in 1939.
Okay, Coach.
Absolutely.
He's right.
Well, happy birthday to you, Coach. We're so glad you blessed the world being around and being as good a man as you are.
Yeah,
thank you, guys. God bless you both.
Well, God bless you, Mike. Good job, Diane. Is it October?
October 18th is Mike's birthday, because that was Thelma Malone's birthday.
Is that right? Okay.
Guess who else was born on this birthday? Mike Ditka.
Oh, really?
Ditka.
Thelma Malone, she's come up in our conversation today for how Johnny would be
principal at Philo,
Illinois, but she was also
the mayor and
deputy sheriff.
Yeah.
Deputy sheriff,
self-appointed deputy.
Was she not deputy?
I don't think so.
We don't
have a sheriff, so how can you be? But she was quite the disciplinarian.
Yes.
And she was one of those people, you may not like her, but she was all about Philo, Illinois.
Yes, she was.
That was all you could say is anything that she could do. For
what she did tend to make you want to behave.
Yes.
I mean, there was no question about that. It was, Thelma was, and I love Thelma Malone, and we had a great relationship after I graduated and everything else, but I remember one time I had the wrong idea of bringing a baby robin into the second grade Mrs. Taylor's class, and I thought the thing was hurt. Well, it started flying around the room, and I remember the eye, because Thelma opened the door, and she was afraid or allergic or something, and her eye was staring at me saying, catch a Turian, get that bird. And I couldn't fly, right. So I was really at a disadvantage.
Did you get it or not?
Floyd had to come in and get it.
Floyd Cross
had to come get that bird. But dang it, I thought it was a good sciencey thing to do, bring a little wounded baby robin
right.
And sort of flapping his wing, flying around the room.
But if you look at the culture of discipline, I don't know about Tolona, Diane, but in Philo, you weren't going to get away with, it was kind of a zero tolerance thing.
Yeah, well,
but we all came out okay, I think.
I was in the back of the bus and she said, Deucey, I see you one of those St. Thomas angels. So I got it too.
Listen, she did not allow you to act out. It wasn't allowed. And she held a pretty strict school there. But again, it was also a time when, you know, your parents were involved, and you better not goof up there because the parents are going to back up Thelma.
For sure. No, that's the difference. Yeah. I mean, the discipline was something that today just would be horrifying
right.
to the modern parent.
Mm-hmm.
And but the parents were behind it. And like I said, it worked because, you know, kind of everybody kind of stayed in line.
Yeah.
We knew the kind of boundaries.
Yes.
And
yep.
That's what we were able to do.
A few texters, Matt from Ogden. Mike Ditka is my hero.
Okay.
Andrew texts in, Rodgers was drafted high while Brett Favre was on the job. I think Aaron...
That's right, too. He makes a good point.
Yep. I think Aaron understands. I do think it motivated him because Aaron Rodgers looks unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we woke up at like 30 degrees this morning. Mm-hmm. Weather brought to you by Watts Compi Systems, still a locally owned business providing quality products and true service. Call Watts Compi Systems today for your copy needs, 352-0428.
Windy conditions starting this afternoon and throughout the weekend, actually. Sunshine and a high 60 today, 36-hour low tonight. We're still under this freeze warning until 9 a.m., there's a fire weather watch tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and a frost advisory from 1 to 8 p.m. tomorrow morning. Now on Sunday, we've got a high near 60 down to around 35 with a 60% chance of showers late in the day. We're currently at 37 on ESPN 93.5.
If you would like to chime in this morning, I'm sorry I haven't even gone to the Facebook thread yet this morning. Good morning, Karen and Megan and Michael and Robert and Terry, Michael, Debbie's in St. Louis, Barbara. Thank you all for watching on our Facebook live thread. I have not been, well, I think I've been boosted by Facebook, but
right.
not banned.
Yeah,
and
you're still hanging on by a thread. But Steve, it's a beautiful day. I'm looking forward to golfing with your son, Christian.
Yep.
And we're inventing a new game called Crisscross Scramble. I'm going to hit the ball, then he has to hit mine. Because here's the deal. Anybody can play golf with his swing. I want to see how he plays with my swing.
Oh.
So you'll both hit a drive, and then you switch shots. So
he has to play wherever mine ends
right.
up.
I like that idea.
It's as Johnny says, easy to play golf with Christian's swing, but try playing with his swing. It's a very good concept. All right, it's ESPN 93.5 at 7:52. The blind Supreme Court clerk that testified on behalf of Amy Coney Barrett was just riveting. She went in and talked to Amy Coney Barrett at Notre Dame and told her she couldn't see. And she went through the whole scenario, and Amy Coney Barrett leaned in and said, Laura, it is no longer your problem. It is now mine. And within days, technologically, she was set up. She was full speed ahead. Unbelievable. She said, she does this all the time, she said, but doesn't want everybody to know necessarily. Right. She just gets it done.
Nice.
So the kind of heart, the kind of empathy, the kind of care that this person that we're about to put on the Supreme Court is enlightening. It is also motivating and inspirational.
And I think there's so many Americans like her, maybe not quite at that level, but that's what I like about the United States of America. And I think we've focused on a lot of negatives, Steve, and there's a whole lot of positives.
Well,
sure.
And again, this whole process for me has given me a smidgen of hope.
Oh, yeah.
There was civility. There was some class and elegance. There was some conversation that wasn't shouting and arguing and pointing fingers and accusations. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful.
It'll probably still be 51-49, but the only objection is their process. They don't think that we should even be voting on it. So it's not anything about her. They're not attacking.
Right, no,
they kind of
no.
backed off of right. that strategy, which was probably smart. But I think it was also a true, for most of the people there, it was a true reaction to what they were seeing in another human being. It wasn't just this is bad politics if we go after her. It was, man, she's all right.
Yeah, that's right. I agree.
For sure.
But you're right. It'll be along party lines with two Republicans. Senator from Maine has already said she's not voting.
But Mitt Romney's not voting at all?
She's not voting to confirm. So Mitt Romney.
Well, she'll vote against then.
Or against or abstain or whatever yeah, she does. Whatever. She won't vote against
But Mitt's
them.
In, so.
Mitt Romney's in, which secures the 51st vote.
Okay.
And I don't know about Murkowski from Alaska. I've not heard.
Well, after this hearing,
hard
you
not
know
to
what?
Vote for her. You know? It's hard
and
not
me,
to vote.
You know, the West Virginia guy could switch.
I don't know if he wants the wrath of the left.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
yeah.
You're gonna,
yeah, it's a shame.
It's a intimidation.
But you got to stand up to that.
I mean, I'm amazed.
That's why you were voted in office.
You have to stand up to that kind of approach, because otherwise they'll just do it more and more often.
Well, it's what they've been doing. It seems to be working.
And I don't know what they would want in a senator if it's not Dianne Feinstein as far as the left goes. Well, and look at what they'll do. They just turn on you.
Nope. It's again.
You represent the people. That's why you were voted in office. I just don't get it.
Well,
because
why would you want the protests at your house? You just don't want to.
Well, that's right. That's exactly. And I can understand that. Mm-hmm. I talk a good game, but I don't want to invite the wrath of the left either, or the right.
No.
I think I see a lot more lefters than writers right now.
No. The fact that I think Savannah Guthrie in the Crosstalk last night still tried to call Antifa a theory. What are they doing?
And what was the other one that Trump didn't know who they were? I don't know.
QAnon, they say the Democratic Party are pedophiles and the devil and all these things.
Okay.
And just the fact that, again, every host pretty much probably has a Democratic background at the high level, pretty much. It's kind of the anti, I
well,
think,
Well, I mean,
get in.
One of the questions by one of the people to Biden, I saw the replay, was about an 8-year-old. My daughter's a transgender 8-year-old.
I saw that.
How do you know that for sure if she's 8 years old? And of course, so there's going to be that. It gets to extremes, and you hear it from both sides. Mm-hmm. But
we're going to break for the news and come right back. We've got an 8 o'clock hour, and then we're going to wind up this free 10 hours of therapy every week from 7 to 9. Currently without the Truth Squad and the Misinformation Police. We're going to call Austin Pennington a little more about Amy Coney Barrett. He's a lawyer down in Texas. Stand by for that. ESPN 93.5, an election in 18 days.
Betsy Londrigan is lying to you.
I have not taken any money from Speaker Madigan.
The truth is, Mike Madigan spent nearly $300,000 to elect Londrigan. Londrigan also takes money from corporate lobbyists, even Big Pharma, breaking her promise not to accept corporate dollars. And those negative ads against Rodney Davis? Paid for by corporate cash. A Madigan machine politician, Betsy Londrigan is lying to get elected. There's a better choice. Our Congressman Rodney Davis is taking on the special interests in Washington to get results for us, holding Big Pharma accountable and lowering prescription drug prices, taking on the big insurance companies and protecting those with pre-existing conditions, defending our rural hospitals and our healthcare jobs. Rodney Davis is fighting to ensure that every Illinois family has quality, affordable healthcare.
I'm Rodney Davis. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rodney for Congress.
Building relationships, supporting the community and service, these are the things Country Financial stands for. We're more than just an office you may pass by as you drive through town. We're neighbors who lend a helping hand and support the fabric of our community, including charitable organizations, sports, financial education, and civic organizations. Since we're already neighbors, let's get together and chat. Call your local Country Financial representative, John May, at 217-352-3344. To talk about the things that are important to you and how we can help you protect them.
Still have some back-to-school shopping to do this year? Well, look no further than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. They have something for everyone on your shopping list, from toddlers to adults. New styles are arriving daily with hot new items from brands like Nike, Champion, and more. There's no better place to get geared up to show your love for the University of Illinois than the official fan store, the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. Visit them on the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or shop online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com.
Your days are busy. It's hard to find time to plan your dream retirement or ensure you're doing enough to save for tomorrow's needs. With over 145 years of strength and service in our communities, Busey is the ideal partner to ensure your dreams become reality. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is the company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Start a new family tradition this Halloween season. Hi, I'm Lindsay Quick with the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce, and we invite you to join us for our first ever Scarecrow Hunt. Look for all the creepy, quirky, and creatively decorated scarecrows outside businesses all throughout Champaign County. Pick a day to take the kids on the Scarecrow Hunt and then post the photos of your favorites on social media with the hashtag Champaign County Scarecrows. We'll randomly choose one photo to win a $100 restaurant gift card. For a map of scarecrow locations, visit champaigncounty.org.
You're listening to WSJK.